For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team off of a sweep of the Nanooks of Alaska on the road this weekend at Minnesota State Mankato, joined by Nate Arntz, the WCHA Offensive Player of the Week. Congratulations on a great weekend, Nate.
Yeah, thank you.
5 points. Huge night on Saturday. Get an overtime win on Saturday. That's all great. But if there's one thing about Bemidji State hockey, it's blocking shots. You had two of those this weekend, too. Which do you take more pride in, scoring goals or blocking shots and keeping them from scoring?
Well, I guess when you score goals, it helps the team win, and blocking shots also helps the team win. So I like to block shots and help the team, and I did that this weekend, and it just means a lot that our team came out with two wins.
It's been so long since you guys swept at home. You guys have only won now two overtime games ever in this building. What was it like in the locker room after the game on Saturday?
It's a lot of emotions. Coach mentioned before the game that the last overtime or the last sweep was perhaps freshman year, and we won or swept this weekend, and everyone was pretty happy, and a lot of the guys had smiles on their faces, so it was good to be part of.
Games this past weekend just had a different feel from the first two weekends. Non-conference games a little bit more wide open. You get in league play and everything just clamps down defensively. How frustrated do you get when you just can't seem to move up and down the ice like you want?
Yeah, it gets pretty frustrating. Coaches also mentioned that the WCHA is the hardest league to play in, and obviously Friday and Saturday night you notice it with checking and blocking shots and not a lot of offensive plays. It's a lot of neutral and defensive zone plays, and this is what we got to get used to. We got to really bear down on the neutral zone, defensive zone, and just be good there so we can score goals in the offensive zone.
You guys have really gotten a lot of scoring from a lot of different pieces of the puzzle. Leads to a successful team, doesn't it, when you don't have to rely on one guy or one line?
Yeah, it helps a lot. I mean, you got Kaner's line that's kind of like our shutdown line, and me, Gerbs, and Harmsey are doing well, and we got Wardo's line that's producing, and even the Fitzgerald's line is doing well. So we got a lot of depth this year, and I think it helps tremendously.
Lines did get juggled a little bit there in overtime. Is that more of a spark, more of just kind of feel of the coaching staff?
Yeah, I don't know what it was. I think it was just a feel. I think they did it because they were on the power play at the end, and they just kind of wanted us to keep that together. But no, they were doing a little juggling, and I guess it worked. So
every hockey player wants to score that overtime game winner. It's human nature, which makes the play that Phil Marinaccio made even more impressive.
Yeah.
He was patient. He waited, got the defenseman to move, got the goalie to move, and all of a sudden Corey Ward's wide open. Unselfish play is what Beaver hockey's all about, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And Phil's patience in the game is tremendous, and what he did on Saturday night was just to pull all the defensemen down and open up that third layer of ice, and Wardle had all day to shoot it, so it was a great play by Phil.
Looking at the schedule, one might have thought back in June or July that this would be the easier part of your schedule leading off. You got North Dakota and Minnesota the first 2 weeks, but you could have ranked teams straight through Thanksgiving if things play out for Bowling Green here. You guys relish that? Do you at all think about that, or you just go out there and play?
I think we just take week by week. Like last week was Alaska, this week's Mankato, and yes, we have a very tough schedule, but I think it puts fury in our belly, and I think every week we prepare for them. And like last week, Alaska was 5-1 before we took them on, and now they're 5-3. So we just take week by week and see what goes from there.
Best of luck.
Thank you.